Herald Interview Voices, a series of conversations about Decatur and Central Illinois. Who are the voices? The voices are Herald Interview reporters and Herald Interview readers like you. Stay tuned to the end of this podcast to find out how you can participate. Welcome to H&R Voices. I'm Tim Kane. I'm here with Kennedy Nolan and Annalisa Trofimuck. We're following up what we talked about last week, which was Disney Plus and streaming services. And do we have you, Kennedy, in the 21st century yet, or are you still?
Don't have internet still, but I just finished one of the series I was watching on HBO.
Tell us about it. They're
probably not going to make a season 3 of it.
Of what?
Big Little Lies.
Okay.
And now I'm annoyed.
Now she's having big little cries.
The three of us were talking last week about, and Disney Plus was about to debut. I wasn't going to get it. Kennedy wasn't available. It wasn't going to be available for her. But one of us joined.
And that one of us is me.
Congratulations, Annalisa. Was it basically the day that we talked about it? You went home?
I went home that night and got it.
The mega pack or just the basic?
No. Yeah, you didn't get ESPN and Hulu.
I already have Hulu. Okay. Because I have Spotify and you get this thing. Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. I got the $6.99 version. Well, it's a free trial. Mm-hmm. And I'm paying for it starting today, Wednesday. Okay. I got it last Wednesday. So I got home that night and I was like, yeah, I think this is a good idea for me. I think this will help me be a better human. I think this will change my life.
Wow,
and it
$7 a month.
And it did.
All right. Well,
she had every single illness known to man, and it was cured immediately.
Because of Disney Plus.
As soon as she hit the confirmation button.
Now, the next day, Kennedy, you came into the office and said to me, guess who got it? Guess who got Disney Plus?
Of course she did.
And I said, did you?
Yeah.
I said, well, no.
No, you were talking about me?
Could you repeat what you were telling me that day about?
Oh, that you kept sending me videos and you would watch like 10 seconds of a show and then skip to the next and then, repeat. Yeah.
I did that. And guess who asked for my password?
Who?
Kennedy.
Yeah, but see, we don't do that, do we?
Grace Nolan.
That would be wrong. That would be wrong.
Hey, her internet password is New England clam chowder.
No, I have to change it. Kennedy was talking mad smack about me, and she's not wrong. I was overwhelmed with the
possibilities and choices, you know?
Yes. I started with Boy Meets World.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Boy Meets World.
So I have to get this now.
Boy Meets.
Thank you. Didn't know it was on
there. See? Boom. I would pay $7. $70 a month just to watch Boy Meets World.
You want to start over, maybe?
This is two brain cells trying to function.
As soon as Mr. Feeny pops up on the screen and is yelling at Corey, I'm just like, wow, I was taken back to my days as like a fourth grader watching Boy Meets World, being like, wow, this show is pure gold. I downloaded the app on my phone and I was like, what else is on here? Even Stevens was freaking out. I was like, oh my god.
Beans!
Shia LaBeouf. Beans.
Dude,
Red.
Shia LaBeouf. Classic
Tweety,
guy.
I was like, okay, gotta watch this now. So, then Even Stevens, then Cheetah Girls. Cheetah Girls is where I hung out for a little while because they're singing and dancing in that. And I had a fun time with that. That was good. The first thing I watched all the way through was, can anyone guess?
The Computer Who Wore Tennis Shoes.
So close. Aristocats.
Should I cancel my HBO?
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow, that seems like some abrupt decisions have been made here in very little consideration.
So make fun of me all you want, but you're
going to
feel that overwhelming sense of nostalgia as soon as you...
I know.
As soon as you scroll through it. And then
you know
I am
going to
come in and talk smack about you to Tim Kane.
Please do.
Mm-hmm.
So at what point, at what age, as far as you guys can see, would it be before somebody would go, well, this is my kids. This is stuff for my kids. It isn't for me. Even if my kid is 25, I don't want to watch that stuff again because I watched it hundreds of hours when they were
so
kids.
So there's those diehard Disney fans.
Yeah.
I am not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people like that. People who are much older.
Mm-hmm.
Like people who are like my parents' age, 50s.
Now,
and
are they,
all the original like
the
Snow White's on there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
that
Song of the South is not.
But... no. Song of the South is not. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I don't think that's on there, but maybe.
No, it's not on there. No, they made a big deal out of it.
So, But other things like the Simpsons is on there. Mm. So, like, if I go home back to Tinley Park and put on my Disney Plus account for my parents and I start playing The Simpsons because my dad can't do this for himself, he will be happy about that. He would be excited. He'd be like, oh, I can watch any episode I want.
But here's the thing. You know what I'm going to do? Cancel HBO. Sorry. Sorry, HBO. Going to get Disney Plus.
You can just use my account.
You want to split it? Like I said earlier,
it's
what?
$6.
$3.50 each.
$7? You don't need to. No. It's okay. I can cover it.
What is Salt Bae?
Oh my
God. What is Salt Bae? Let's wrap it up.
So we know what we're going to do. Tim's going to stick with his Hulu. And Kennedy and Annalisa are in some way, shape, or form going to be taken care of.
We're
going to
be feeding the Walt Disney giant.
Yeah, because. Yep. Lord knows they don't have enough money.
They don't.
No. They need my money.
So, you guys, I need you to watch the entire Marvel series and give a report back on that. Next week, maybe? We'll be back to confuse and baffle you again next week, I'm sure. In the meantime, for Kennedy, Annalisa, I am Tim Kane. Rate, review, subscribe. You'll love it. It's a way of life. And remember, if you know...
You know.
This has been a Herald and Review Voices. To participate in Herald and Review Voices or to suggest someone for us to talk to, send an email to timcain@herald-review.com, timcain@herald-review.com, call 217-421-6908, or visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/heraldandreview. Thanks.